Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. Of course, Jason in Philly heading to a Sixers game has the day off. One of his pals, our pal, Chris Nockey, joins us right now, Maryland color analyst. And hopefully he wasn't listening to the last segment where we were asking basic NCAA tournament questions. Our audience did not represent well, Cakes, huh?
They did not. They were disappointing.
Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're doing great. You know, JP brought this up, and we were talking about it. So Maryland didn't get an invite to the NIT. I know that you're not allowed to turn a bid down, but are you allowed to tell them that you strongly do not want to go and that, you know, it's not something that we're interested in? Is that something that happens? Because I would imagine.
Yeah, why aren't they in the NIT?
They would have gotten an invite.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, the way that some of the tournaments played out, some of the conference tournaments played out, you know, teams get bumped out of the NCAA and, you know, the same concept is true for the NIT. When a team like Davidson, or actually, you know, you get, some of the mid-level leagues where you get the regular season winners are automatically in the NIT. You know, if they lose in their conference tournament, then somebody gets bounced out of the NIT. So it didn't break my heart that we're not playing in the NIT, but I think honestly the way the NIT is set up now that the NCAA owns it, I think it's bad form to turn down a bid. I think you want to. I don't know that it comes back to hose you the next year or anything like that. But I just don't think that for the most part.
I see what you're saying. So this could hurt you next year because they're all owned by the same people. Hey, they didn't support our NIT, so if they're on the border, we're not going to hook them. Oh, I see that.
Yeah, that's just a thought.
It's not a bad thought.
I may be shooting wildly on that one, but I do think that. You know, if you're invited, you're going to go play.
See, but my feeling is, I'm with you, is that I'm a grizzled Terp alum. I'm not interested in that dumb NIT, and I'm sure most of the guy, I know the fan base is not interested in it, so I just figured we kind of politely requested out. That was my theory.
It didn't happen that way. I wish I could tell you that we had the option, to my knowledge, we did not, and that's what happened. I see both sides of this, EB. I mean, there's a part of me that really thought that these guys, the young guys, two freshmen, two sophomores, would benefit from getting a couple extra games together.
As it turns out,
it didn't really make a difference.
So they were flat out not invited to the not invited tournament.
That's amazing. Chris, what's the latest? Like, what are you guessing in terms of Jackson and Fernando and these guys? I mean, clearly I think they should stay, but, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that maybe, feel positively that Bruno's going to come back. Now, I do believe he'll go to the combine. I would if I were him.
Yeah.
I would if I'm even a borderline NBA player, just to sort of, if for no other reason, EB, you get a chance to play against the best players in the country, best, you know, quote unquote amateur players in the country. So, you know, it's a great 3 days for you. And you get to measure yourself a little bit. I would imagine he'll test himself there. I think Justin has probably made the decision that he's going, but that's just reading the tea leaves. The only conversations I've had with Justin of late were really about his rehab, you know, on the labrum surgery that he has. He won't even be able to play until July, because the rehab is so extensive for a labrum.
Yeah, it's rigorous. I had that surgery. It's a full year, I felt like, before you're anywhere close.
Yo, Chris, if I
well, you know, but you got and you and Justin have something in common. You're world class
elite athletes. Yes, absolutely,
the elite of the
in
elite,
the prime of my physical peak. Absolutely.
Come on, EB used to be able to dunk a tennis ball.
I'm impressed. I'm totally impressed.
I could dunk a regular ball. Get out of here.
I only saw you do it with the tennis ball.
Get out of here.
Hey, Chris, give us a coach's perspective on this. If I'm Tom Izzo, the first thing I'm doing with my team today is I'm showing them the tape of Arizona getting boat raced by Buffalo because they have to take on Bucknell. And look, it's basically a home game for Michigan State. They're a 3 seed. They're playing in Detroit. But I've got to let my guys, I have to put them on notice. Hey, you can't take any team lightly. This Bucknell team's good. They're first in the Patriot. So let's not sleep on this first-round matchup.
Well, you know, I mean, I can promise you, Cakes, that those guys, the Michigan State guys, were watching those games unfold all day yesterday. And if it wasn't, you know, that game, it was Loyola beating Miami. You know, I mean,
yeah.
There are object lessons all over the place. And these guys, they're paying attention. And Izzo's a tournament coach, man. I mean, he's just cash in this situation. So I'm sure he's had this conversation with these guys. That was a stunning loss and an awful night, obviously awful day, awful tournament for the Pac-12 and Sean Miller. I mean, Miller's got to be asking for a refund on DeAndre Ayton if all of that is true. It was an amazing turn of events, and you know, I'm sure all those guys were watching.
Let me ask you kind of a coaching philosophy thing. Miami loses, and there's nothing they can do. They missed a free throw, and yep. Loyola goes up and hits a buzzer beater. But I'm wondering, as a coach, did you like that end-of-game thing? Because right when he got the rebound, I actually felt like they had the advantage so long as they didn't call a timeout offensively.
Absolutely. You know, you work on those scramble situations at the end of every practice. In fact, working on situations is the most fun you'll ever have as a coach, you know, because it's a little bit like the Sonny Jurgensen drawing a play in the dirt kind of a thing where you say, all right, you know, inside of 10 seconds, we get a rebound in this situation. We're not calling timeout. And here's what we're going to run. Here's where we're going to go. And so you work on those things. If you know, Larrañaga is such a good defensive coach. If you call timeout in that situation, you give Larrañaga a chance, you know, even a 30-second timeout to draw up something where he double teams the first pass in, then you're not even going to get it over half court and get a shot. And by basically pushing the ball up the court, they didn't let the defense get set. They got a pretty clean look. Guy just drained a bomb, you know, and you just feel like it's meant to be when a guy hits a shot like that.
No question about it. Talking to Chris Nockey, Maryland color analyst, as we talk about the tournament. Of the games yesterday, who impressed you the most? I mean, Duke pretty much thrashed Iona. There were a couple other big blowouts, and then some squeakers.
Easy answer. Rob Gray.
Man bun.
Yeah, the man bun. And I got to tell you, he was terrific in the plays for Houston. And he was terrific the weekend before in the American tournament that was played down in Orlando. He had a really good tournament. They lost in the finals to Cincy. And he just keeps playing better and better. 39 points yesterday, including the game winner. He hit every big shot against a really good and game San Diego State team. I thought he was the best player I saw yesterday. You know, there were some good performances. I stayed up late to watch. I know you guys have different hours, but I stayed up late to watch Michigan because the Big Ten thing, and I'm a big John Beilein fan. And they looked like they had 2 weeks off. They were down 9-0 early, and finally got into kind of a, you know, into a Michigan mode, but still didn't play that great. You know, I thought that they'd be a little bit better. I'll be anxious to see Michigan State and Purdue play today. You know, I mean, so I'll root for our guys in the conference and see what happens. You know, we got kind of dogged this year with just having 4 teams in. I thought Penn State probably deserved to be in, but. You know, my phone doesn't ring when the committee's doing their stuff.
Chris, 4 p.m. tip-off in the East today. Number 5, West Virginia, taking on number 12, Murray State. Do the Racers have a chance in this one? They've won 13 straight coming into this game, or is that press going to be too much for them to handle?
I think it's so hard to prepare for West Virginia. You know, I think the conference teams in their league, in the Big 12, have an advantage because they see that style every year. They probably play West Virginia twice a year. For team like Murray State or for anybody to prepare for West Virginia is very difficult. It's going to be even harder for, like, I'm telling you, Cakes, I think one of the really good games of the tournament, prospectively, would be West Virginia against Wichita State. That would be on Sunday that they would play if both teams win today. Because those are two teams that are just filled with grown ass men. I mean, the just older guys that play hard as hell. And I mean, it's just going to be an absolute battle. I'd really like to see both of them win in advance to so we could see that game on Sunday.
Do you give any of them a shot against Villanova?
No. Villanova's guard play. Villanova's guard play is just extraordinary, and it seems that way every year. Jalen Brunson's just, you know, he's just terrific. And but they got players. They got players everywhere. They got a really nice team. They eliminated all doubt pretty early in that game last night against poor Radford. I'm happy those guys got in, but man, Villanova put it to them.
We talked to our handicapper buddy Brandon Lang a couple of days ago, and we asked him about UVA, and UVA loses their sixth man. I think he broke his wrist. And yep. He downplayed it, said, oh, it's not a big deal. It just means your starters. And he believes that the Virginia starters are the best starting five in the country. So it just means they play more. What's your take?
I love DeAndre Hunter. You know, Virginia's not a team that's built on one guy. So, you know, to that point, you know, the loss of one guy is really not that huge. I think their leading scorer, JP, and Kyle Guy averages like 14 a game, and that's right. It. But DeAndre Hunter is going to be a star, and he had a remarkable year for a freshman, albeit a redshirt freshman. This is a big loss. This is, I think it's a big loss. One of the teams that's kind of looming a little bit right now is Kentucky, and you know they were impressive. I thought they had a really tough matchup with Davidson. Davidson's style is one of those that Kentucky doesn't see in the SEC. And you know, they made a lot of plays down the stretch of that game. And their size is going to give UVA a little bit of a challenge. And DeAndre Hunter will be missed in that game sorely. So that's the one. I think UVA will get to that game. But, man, without Hunter, Kentucky becomes a little bit of a different challenge for them.
Chris, Butler's a 10 seed in the East. They take on number 7 Arkansas. Butler's actually favored in Vegas, even though they're 3 seeds lower. Apparently, they're underseeded. You saw them take on the Terps. Who do you like in that matchup?
Yeah, I wasn't wild about Butler at the time, but they got better. And they got better in a tough league to get better in the Big East. So, you know, I'll root for them simply because I ended up, you know, meeting the coach and the coaching staff, and I like those guys. And I love the culture at Butler where they just win, you know.
It's a great gym. I love that gym. I visited that gym. My family.
You love Hinkle?
I love that place, man.
I got a chance to play a pickup game in Hinkle. When the Final Four was in Indianapolis, a bunch of us went over to Hinkle.
Isn't that place special?
It's awesome. It's a little bit. I used to play a lot of pickup ball in the Palestra, and it has the same kind of vibe. You know, the two real shrines of college basketball. But yeah, it's a special place. And again, I like the culture. I'll root for Butler. It's also reflective of, you know, a little bit of the Terps a little bit. You want to be able to say that, hey, you beat a Butler team that maybe got to the Sweet 16 or something like that. But, you know, take little victories where you can get them.
Exactly.
And when the old coaches get together for a pickup game, and I don't know when you played this game, so I don't know how old you were, but not a lot of defense, right? Not a lot of getting back on D.
The game is played three-point line to three-point line, basically.
Exactly. I hope you got a lot of ice packs and maybe a defibrillator on the sideline.
And usually a solid case of beer afterwards, too, you know?
Of course.
For sure.
Very cool.
All right, listen, Chris, we got to run. Thank you very much. Did you give us your pick? Like, who do you have?
Well, I do like Villanova to win it all. I like Michigan State to get to the Final Four. I think they'll I'd like to see them play Duke. That would be a great Sweet 16 game. Kansas is certainly good enough. You know, I think that you'll see a lot of upsets, but I think that at the end of the day, you'll have a Final Four that's got nobody any higher than like a 3 seed. Michigan State would be the only 3 seed I would guess. But
that's how it usually works.
I like Villanova
out to
win it all right now.
All right, Chris.
Thanks you, buddy. Appreciate
it. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. You too. Thanks.
All right, Chris Nocke, everybody, always gives us great stuff.
Love him.
All right, so Tomb Raider's coming out this weekend. That's the big blockbuster. They say might actually knock Black Panther off the throne, because
really?
Black Panther's been number one week in and week out, right?
Whoopie-doo.
Since it came out.
You wouldn't be able to knock me off the throne. That's where I'm going next.
But our pal Kevin McCarthy joins us next. We'll talk Tomb Raider and the latest movies here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And joining us right now from L.A. is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5.
Why does it say John Feinstein? Is that still? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin.
He's on Skype. I got gotcha. Hey, buddy.
Where are you? You in the hotel right now? We can see your backdrop. It's just a bunch of curtains.
Yeah, I'm in my hotel. I'm in L.A. I'm covering up.
Can we see your view? Can you open up the curtains so we can see your view?
Hopefully it's like the top of the hotel with a bunch of air conditioning units.
It's dark here, guys.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's literally
I want to see your room.
Okay, it's dirty. I have like my stuff around, but I'll show it to you guys. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
What if it's like undies? What if you had like tissues next to it?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Is there anything hurt? Is there anything hurt?
Yeah, why is there lotion?
What did you do to that bed?
Yeah, you mauled the bed.
God. Come on, Kevin, I'm with you. It's a hotel. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, it's nothing special. Yeah.
Again, are you sure that's not one of those little mini little towels over there by the floor?
No. I'm actually a very strange sleeper. I move a lot. So, like,
clearly,
like, if you look at the bed, actually. So Lauren and I sleeping together at home, obviously. So this side of the bed actually is fine.
Right.
There's where Lauren would sleep.
So you don't sleep in the middle when you have a bed by yourself?
No, I
don't
sleep
either.
I'm actually in a box.
You like your side. I'm with you.
Yeah, I think most people do what you do. They sleep
really?
On their
yeah,
side. That, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a right
so
side.
So if you get a big, silly king size to yourself, you're still going to be on
not
the
sleep
same
in the middle.
Stupid
who
side.
Sleeps in the middle?
The middle's
nobody
weird.
In the middle. The middle, I like to spread out.
No, well, here's the thing, because I'm 6'3", so I still hang off the bed anyway, so I actually sleep kind of sideways anyways.
Yeah.
I think 6'3 is hype.
You're I think you're maybe 6'2.
Plus the biggest waist of 6'3 ever, the least athletic 6'3 on the planet.
I think maybe 6'2 yeah. with heels
right.
on.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
like
Eric,
that Baker Mayfield list
yeah.
tight.
Yeah.
Eric, you do the side of the bed bit too. I think it's like a. I don't know what it is. Like I don't.
Dravy, what do you do, Dravy? You got a king size bed yourself in Florida? Are you on the one side? Or are you in the middle?
I go right down the middle.
You're a middle guy.
Really? You're the middle. And by the way, what? Occasionally,
never even
I will sleep on the
that.
Other side of the bed.
I might do the other side
with my wife.
Okay. Well,
I think it's like a mental
newlywed.
Thing. I feel like I want to keep the
please.
Other pillows there.
Valdez,
I don't know why.
Are you a middle or a side guy by yourself?
Side.
Yeah. I think the middle is the outlier.
Side is box thinking.
No, side is comfort.
It's your
routine.
Comfort. It's routine. It's
comfort
what
zone.
Do.
Comfort.
Bunch of box thinkers.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. Is Black Panther not going to be number one this weekend for the first time? Is Tomb Raider going to knock it out?
It's black.
I don't know. I'm hearing the opposite. I'm hearing Black Panther might be number one again. I'm like the fifth time in a row. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Tomb Raider doesn't have a ton of momentum behind it right now. By the way, you guys had TJ Miller in studio this morning.
He was awesome.
Saw his new,
very cool.
He was
great.
I just saw his new movie last night. He was amazing in it.
Ready
was,
Player
like,
One?
Out.
That's a Spielberg movie.
Yeah, he plays I-Rock in that film. He's actually probably the funniest character in the movie. His lines are amazing. He's a really good actor. I've known him for a couple years.
Does he know you?
Personally. Actually, he does follow me on Twitter. So he probably does know me.
Follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, you know what? John Daly follows me. Big deal. He follows 160,000 people.
Well, I think that TJ Miller, I've interviewed him a bunch of times over the years. So he's in Deadpool is like a really, really big movie for him. So
he'd be loved him in Deadpool.
And to
can't stop raving
and
about
if
it.
He's in Ready Player One, what I would say, without knowing, but my guess is Steven Spielberg must like him because he mentioned that when he did She's Out of My League,
right.
Steven Spielberg was actually a producer.
That's crazy. It's weird. Like, I saw Ready Player One last night, and it's like the geekiest, like, it's just a movie that I've been waiting for essentially my whole life. And like TJ Miller is a big part of it. So he's like a big get to get studio because he's like a huge star. He's also, did he talk about Deadpool 2 at all? Did he mention Deadpool 2?
He just said it's a very good script. He said it's funnier than the first.
Oh my God. I can't wait for Deadpool.
He actually gave us a sneak preview of the trailer before anybody else saw it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did that. I'm sure Ryan Reynolds would allow that. Yeah. Wait, how long did you guys have him in studio for?
He was here for like 40 minutes.
Way longer than we're going to have you. I know that.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. Yeah, he's a good get to have in studio. That's really cool.
All right, so tell us about Tomb Raider, which is the big movie, which maybe won't be number one. I thought it was going to be the number one movie this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that and Love, Simon. So Tomb Raider is, listen, JP, it still could be number one.
Okay.
It's just a theory of whether or not Black Panther could make over $30 million this weekend. We'll see. I've heard tracking numbers for Tomb Raider at 20, but you never know. I mean, I thought the Tomb Raider movie was a lot of fun. I was pure nonstop action, but I also love Alicia Vikander. She was great in Ex Machina. She won an Oscar for The Danish Girl. We all know Angelina Jolie had this role back in the early 2000s. This is a much different film. It's a lot more brutal, a lot more immersive, a lot more intense, in my personal opinion. She sells the role because of the way she performs it. It feels like you're in the action scenes with her because of the way she acts in those moments, the screaming, the grunting, whatever the character is doing. But yeah, it's an origin story. It's based primarily on the 2013 video game. To me, it's the best video game adaptation I've seen. That's not really saying much because most video game movies are not great. Generally, they're very bad. This one worked. I also love Walton Goggins, who you're seeing here on camera now. You probably know him from like Justified and The Shield and Vice Principals and Sons of Anarchy. He's a great actor, probably most known in The Hateful Eight and like Django Unchained. He was great in those movies. He plays the villain of the film. But Alicia Vikander is amazing. Her husband actually did a video game a year and a half ago called Assassin's Creed, which was terror villain of the film. But Alicia Vikander is amazing. Her husband actually did a video game a year and a half ago called Assassin's Creed, which was terrible. So I'm interested to see how Alicia pulled off her role. It's a much better video game film. Her husband's Michael Fassbender. You know, he was Magneto in the X-Men films, and he was also in Glorious Bastards. But yeah, I liked it. I had fun with it. I've seen it twice now. Dominic West is in it. He's great. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I do recommend it if you're an action fan. It definitely delivers exactly what an action movie should. But don't get too caught up in, like, some of the script could be worked on a little bit. But, you know, it wasn't like a great film. It
sounds like a cakes movie, actually.
No, I'd actually rather be in a tomb of my own than
really?
Go see Tomb Raider.
But you usually
personally
see those type of blockbuster movies.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be in on Tomb Raider. Wasn't in on the Jolie version of it, and I don't think I'm in on Vikander, though I do like her.
By the way, I've never seen anyone more interested in anything in my life than Eric Bickle right now. Like he looks so excited about this segment. I'm like looking at his face, and I'm like,
I'm going to be honest,
Eric,
with
how
you.
How are you feeling right now?
I like the intro song more than the segment, but that's just me.
It's a muted excitement for me.
Here's a question. What movie did he just review?
I can't remember. I wasn't listening.
JP!
So when Kevin comes on, I check my Twitter. I'm not really into the movies.
But you still couldn't gather the movie, which is going to be big?
I didn't listen to it.
How about the actress in it?
Eric,
who's she married to?
Is the gray hair growing in your ears already, Eric? Sorry. That's why you can't hear the review, Papa Squeeze.
All right, so it was Tomb Raider. You give it a 4 out of 5. The other movie, I forgot the name of.
Love, Simon,
there
I believe.
There you go, Love, Simon. I've seen the trailers. It's so, like a sappy teen movie.
It's an amazing movie. It's actually my favorite movie of the year so far.
Wow. Look at
this
that.
This is a John Hughes-type film. It's essentially a young high school kid who's struggling with coming out to his family and his friends. And Nick Robinson plays the character. You know him probably from Jurassic World. He is so fantastic in the film. And Josh Duhamel's in it, Jennifer Garner, Catherine Langford from 13 Reasons Why. It's very, very much like a John Hughes movie. But yeah, it's a struggle with coming out to the world. And it's a really beautiful film that'll make you laugh.
You want to be gay with me?
I was laughing the entire, I was laughing and crying the entire movie. It really is a wonderful film, worth seeing if you're into the John Hughes type of comedy. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. As of right now, today's date, it's the best movie I've seen so far. That's excluding Ready Player One because I can't review that until the 29th.
That's a dead giveaway. That means Ready Player One is going to be a 5 out of 5 for you.
I actually can say that I love Ready Player One. There's no embargo on that. I just, because now if I hadn't seen Ready Player One last night, I'd be telling you Love, Simon's the best movie of the year right now, which it is technically coming out in theaters this weekend. but when Ready Player One hits,
it's a 5-star.
It's all. I can't wait.
Ready Player One is. Yeah. A geeky movie, kind of for you would not be into it, EB. It's kind of like nerdy.
Our guy's in it, though, right?
TJ Miller's in it, but it's also Spielberg, so you know that he's going to give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, true.
Well, Eric would love the movie. Eric, here's why. It takes place in the real world, but they go into a virtual reality world. And in the virtual reality world, there's the Iron Giant. There's references to like all these geeky science fiction film. You're going to love it. It's all right up
here. You think
alley,
he knows
Eric.
Who the Iron Giant is?
How is Pacific Rim Uprising? Did he talk about that one yet?
No.
Oh, that's another Eric Bickle movie. Big robots, Transformers type action. So
he talked about it last week, I think.
Oh, he did?
You have a lot. You have a lot coming up to see.
Your calendar's full.
Right.
So who are you interviewing?
There's a lot going on.
Hey, big time. Who are you interviewing today in L.A.?
Steven Spielberg.
Which I'm pretty big time. Have you ever asked him for his thoughts on the DVD which you sent him?
No.
Yeah, your short film.
First of all,
Isn't that weird? Because here's the background for people that are new listeners. So Kevin interviewed Spielberg many times. And by the second or third time, Spielberg was kind of smitten with him.
He loved his enthusiasm and his insight because he goes for those deep nuggets.
Right. So he said, Kevin, I think you have it. What do you want to do? Kevin said, well, I'd love to be a director like you. So long story short, Kevin did this little short film, and I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. And he sent it to Spielberg, and I'm not sure if he's watching it or whatever, and he called the assistant, and he's like, yeah, he's going to watch it, And now it's, like, been years, and you've interviewed him many, many times.
Kevin's afraid to ask him about it.
And you don't bring it up?
It's a drink coaster.
Isn't that weird?
Well, first of all, I don't, he's Steven Spielberg, so I highly doubt he remembers ever seeing it. I know for sure that he watched it in 2012 or 2013, which
was
5 years ago.
His assistant told him.
I know. Well, it's not his assistant. It's somebody else, but I can't say on the air who it is. But
did you get notes? Feedback?
I got an email with what his thoughts were on the film.
Oh.
But now that it's been 5 years later, going into an interview and sitting down with him, I don't want to risk be like, hey, do you remember this? And the guy probably doesn't remember anything.
So he
about
doesn't acknowledge, because there was a period of time there where he was remembering you every time you interviewed him. Now there's no acknowledgement of that.
Oh, no. He remembers me. I've interviewed him 6 times now. And at the end of my last interview I did with him last time, he was like, he remembered that it was our 4th film we've spoken about. It was pretty specific. But he remembers me when I talk to him. But I don't know if he remembers the movie he watched.
Maybe. I'm sure he does. And he was disappointed and he doesn't want to bring it up.
Can our listeners check out that movie? I'm going to give you a YouTube pop. I've forgotten. Yeah, what was the name of it and where can people see it?
Just type in Bump, B-U-M-P, and then type in Steven Spielberg next to it, and then it'll come up. You'll see
That's what I want to do this segment every time. Bump it.
Yeah. Pop a squeezy.
Right.
Squeezy Rick.
All right.
Well, won't say that to Spielberg during your interview. Just start siding in JPs and Papas.
Hey, Eric, is your facial hair gray, too? I'm trying to look close here. I'm trying to see.
You're going to the well one too many times. It seemed like you did well the first one. I would back off. But if it was me, I would.
By the way, you're going to get there at some point. I've got grays coming in. They've been coming in for 10 years. You're going to get there.
I know. I already have gray hair coming in like underneath.
Thank you.
Perfect timing, Valdez.
That's
Kevin. He gets Tomb Raider a 4. And he gives the other movie a 4.
And he's going to give Ready Player One 100 stars when it comes out.
Well, look, if it's a Tarantino movie or a Spielberg movie, he's going to deny it. He's going to give it a 5
out of 5.
He likes
to ship his chips in on those.
Yes. Those are his guys.
Yep.
And you know what? Usually Spielberg puts he's got a pretty good resume.
He does quality work for the most part.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll come back.
All right, got a couple things I wanted to bring up here at the end of the show, but we have a guy who wants to chime in on the West Palm Beach Hilton, which is where we will be staying next Monday, Tuesday, and then early morning Wednesday as
Correct.
We head to Florida for spring training after we do the show from the studios on Monday.
Right.
By All the right. way, after our show today, Grant and Danny are broadcasting live from Tap Sports Bar. MGM National Harbor. They've got over 90 TVs. You can see all the college hoops games there.
Nice.
I believe Danny may be out. I think it might be Craig Hoffman.
Seahoff was in with
I believe
Grant
about
yesterday.
That, about to have his baby. His wife.
Very nice.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Chris in Richmond. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Eric, I just want to call, give you a quick call. I know you seemed very nervous yesterday about the trip and everything, and I want to ease your anxiety.
Well, hold on, hold on. I'm nervous about the trip, and I've been told that the hotel's very nice. I've seen pictures. I'm good. The only thing I'm nervous about is all my bags and getting that situation straight.
Getting everything down there. But I just you'll be at ease once you get down there. The hotel's about 2 years old. You guys, it's a Vegas-style resort pool, which you'll be missing the pool parties that they do on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. But everything else is you're not going to want to leave. So I just want to let you know that part of it. And what I know the dinners make you nervous too, going out with everyone. If you wanted to stay, my brother's company said they will host the Junks on Monday for a dinner at the hotel at their new restaurant. If that's something that interests
nice.
You. And he will not try to sit down with you.
So your brother,
that's also another point of anxiety.
Your brother is in what job at the hotel?
His company, related companies, owns the hotel.
Gotcha.
So that's part
so
of their
hold on. All right, so I want to hear this detail now. So they're inviting us to host us for dinner, not at the hotel, but at a nearby restaurant?
At the hotel restaurant. It's called The Galley. It's brand new.
Sorry.
They got a new chef.
Drabby, do we want that? We want that on Monday night?
I think we want that.
Yeah, we
let's
want
do The
that.
Galley
yeah.
Monday night, because Tuesday night's the
Monday
Nationals
night.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he'll do Monday with you guys. Not with you, but he'll do it, take care of it for
gotcha.
You. New, like, wood fire steaks, brick oven pizzas, cakes will love it.
Yeah, what kind of cuisine?
They have, like, chicken fingers for cakes?
Cakes. Like,
wait
for
a
him.
Second. Let's walk this
Nathan
back.
Nathan won't show up.
Are we painting me into the corner that all I eat is chicken
no,
fingers?
It's just a low-hanging
Please.
Fruit.
I have an expanded
easy.
Palate.
Yeah.
I meanwhile, EB,
you know
this, has ordered
order
grilled cheese at a fine dining establishment.
Exactly. And I know Jason's not there today. So if people are if people need their energy, I know the hotel has a sweet, delicious 5 hour guys in the lobby.
Nice.
Nice.
Hey, Chris,
he's been.
We're
yeah.
gonna take you up on this. I mean, if you're pulling our chain, I'm gonna be a little bit sad.
No. The galley looks kind of silly.
Yeah. Look at the menu. It's silly. The drinks are good. The chef is brand new. They've redone it. It's just.
No,
I'm actually going down there. I'll be down there in about an hour. I was staying through the weekend before I awkwardly. Try to come up to you guys on Monday. I got to get out of town on Monday. I'm on Sunday, so.
Oh, okay, good.
Cool.
So you won't be
yeah,
there either. That's
worry.
Good.
Right. No. Exactly. Come on.
Right. All right. So, dude,
this
dude,
guy knows us yeah. well.
Dude, we're in. Okay. So, how many
yeah.
of us? Is
no,
it
we've been
be?
Listening to you guys.
Drabby, how many is it going to be? You going to work it out with him or?
Yeah,
five?
Yeah. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, we're going to hook
yeah,
that
we'll
up.
We'll talk. He
Before
said Junkies and
plus
Drab off. Obviously, Drab because he's the man that he followed through. So give him his credit.
Yeah. Right. For sure.
He made it work for you.
Very cool. Hey, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm an attorney with an insurance company.
Oh, okay.
Oh, big dollars.
He can't give us gift cards for anything.
No gift cards. Can't accept any gifts.
Yeah.
But, all right. No, don't thank me. Thank the Hilton West Palms, Don Parkinson, their GM. Great guys. Yeah, so you guys will have a great time.
Does that mean, does your brother own other hotels?
Another thing they actually do own, you guys have talked about it on the air. It's up in D.C. It's the One Hill South building with the silly rooftop pool.
That's
across
right next
from the Nats
door.
Stadium.
You're kidding, right?
They own that building?
Their company related owns that.
So can we get hooked there? These boys.
Can we have a studio apartment?
I think it's more
pad?
The New York people that deal with that. No.
You, Valdez
you
just
come down
wants
to, West
to be
Palm,
able to actually peek in there. You've never quite
seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I use my.
See the rooftop.
Yeah, I use my Bushnell rangefinder to see if there's any chicks changing.
You'll want to be on the rooftop. It's worth it. I know. My younger brother actually lives there. So we've been
nice.
In that one, too. That's pretty nice. Yeah.
Very nice. All right, we're
supposed to be
hold,
able
dude.
To play basketball there
yep.
anytime.
They've got a sick court. Yeah.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know.
And there was a guy who actually gave a tour to Drab and Awad, and he said,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we can hook you up anytime. And then when I finally texted him and I thought about, like, maybe I'll go there, like, twice a week to get a little workout
yeah.
in there, I think there's just too many liability issues because it's not happening.
Right.
Yeah. Man, I can't speak for them. I got no idea, but it's a great building.
All right. Hey, all Chris, right. thank you, buddy. I'm going to put you on
yep.
hold, man. Good
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
Hey, how about that? Junk's look at those connections.
Should have asked them for free parking in their garage.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good point.
It's too late for all.
I've already worked silly parking.
I already like. I don't even want to be outside now in the elements.
You're spoiled.
You're so spoiled.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
It is kind of silly. It's a one-block walk.
It's kind of silly when we walk and the car is already there.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
It's not.
Is it running?
Keys.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, sometimes running.
Yeah. I like that.
Those guys know the junks are out there at about 10 after 10 every day.
Wanted to mention a couple things. So somebody emailed me. I don't know how they got my email. I don't know him. The guy writes, long-time listener here. This drives me crazy when EB says Tiger won 79 PGA Tour events and 40 European Tour events. That's double counting 32 wins, 14 majors, and 18 World Golf Championships, which are co-sanctioned by both tours.
Oh, what a golf nerd. Are you kidding me? That really upsets him?
I mean, look. He's won an incredible amount of tournaments, but if you're counting the Masters as European Tour.
No, I want to be accurate. I don't want to give false information.
So 14 plus 18, isn't that 32?
Last time I checked, yeah.
Really he's only won 8 European that are just straight European if he's won these World Golf Championships and you're throwing in all the majors.
He's got what they could – I'll just go by Wikipedia. I mean, most people seem to go by Wikipedia, yes. Right? So they've got professional wins, 106. They say PGA Tour wins 79, European Tour wins 40. So what he's saying is some of those are the same. They're co-sponsored with both.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. So he's got 106 professional wins. We'll go with that. Does he want to quibble with it? Does he want to quibble with
it? He sounds like a quibbler.
Yeah, all right. All right, but I want to be accurate. I don't want to give misinformation.
Hey, look, I don't know if he's right.
He's probably right because 79, 40 is not 106.
So it can't be both.
Right. So I mean, look, if you win the British... That's a European Tour event.
Never nitpick me. Never.
Right. If you win the Open. The Open Championship.
Yes, the Open. Golfner is referred to as the Open.
The majors are of both. Okay, it's fair. It's fair.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, and I think we mentioned it on the show earlier today at some point, but the Ryan Grant situation really is unfortunate for him.
That's bad.
We've made fun of
bad look for the Ravens.
Ryan Grant kind of for 4 years that he's kind of like the teacher's pet and people called him Ryan Gruden.
I always like him because he's underdog.
Whether or not he was a great part of the offense, he had 84 catches in 4 seasons, neither here nor there. He actually was set to make $29 million with the Baltimore Ravens, including a $14 million bonus. And then it seems from the outside that when Michael Crabtree became available, they conveniently failed him in the physical when he's never missed one game or snap with the Redskins.
We had Ross Tucker on last week. He talked about the exact same thing happened to him in, like, I think it was in Atlanta.
They probably found
a bone
spur.
They gave him a courteous interview. It wasn't the same thing. They didn't offer him a contract
yet. Which, by the way, if you twist your ankle enough, you're going to eventually have a bone spur.
They could
fail you. It's something you run with. It's not a big deal.
Anytime they want on a physical.
He got hoored.
Yeah.
And now, by the way, the market has dried up a little bit. Like, there aren't as many jobs
out
there.
People spent their money.
He's completely hoard.
Yeah, and the you know, Bruce is probably licking his chops because now he can take advantage of him and give him nothing.
All because a guy with Crab in his last name became available. The Ravens just couldn't help themselves.
I would actually probably file a grievance, but I'm sure it wouldn't do any good. But he got screwed. And here's the thing. The Ravens got goofed on for that signing. They got completely goofed on. They saw that Crab.
Your theory is they got joned on so much they had to back out.
Yes. And, well, also, they saw Crabtree was going to become available. They saw what was developing, and are like, well, we'd rather have... And who wouldn't rather have Crabtree?
If he signs with the Ravens, he will have the most popular jersey in the history of that franchise. It's even close.
What number does he wear?
Sponsorships.
I don't know what number.
Was he like 18? I'll get an 18 Ravens jersey. It's not going to say Crabtree. It's going to say Crab Dip.
Hey, I want to remind people, St. James, it's coming. It's going to be 15. An amazing place in September. The place is so impressive. It could be used for the Olympics. It's a brand new complex, which is going to have a field house, ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, tons of courts. They're going to have all kinds of leagues, learn-to-play developmental programs, top-notch coaching in 30-plus sports. For climbers, they're going to have climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even indoor water park for the kids. Plus, a premium health club, Medi-Spa, Spike Medicine restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. It's all at the St. James. We are founding members.
Of course.
It opens
Silly
in September.
Founding member cakes.
Do visit thestjames.co for more details and to find out how to join today. Cakes, how many chips do you have ready to go for your
foray into the MGM National Harbor Poker Room.
A poker backpack's kind of swole, not going to lie.
The poker bag is swole. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. Granddaddy live from Tap Sports Bar and MGM coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.